Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello, welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Wow, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Judge me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right, call toll free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
We are talking to a member of the Eastwood family. Yeah, really. Not the big guy. We're talking to Allison Eastwood. I'm more excited about that because she has begun a campaign. It's called fosterforkids.com. It's not really a campaign. It's a website. Well, it's a campaign, too, because what she is doing, and she's right about this, the secret to pet adoption now is greatly finding foster families. And this is a network to help find those foster families and also help with transport, getting animals from one place, maybe in Mississippi, up to maybe New York City, where the animal might more likely be adopted out. We'll explain all that, but I love this idea. So you go to the veterinarian for your annual, or in my world, twice a year exam. Twice a year, because that's better for your pet. Pets age faster than we do. And you don't know what, I mean, over 6 months, a lot can happen. True for all pets, particularly senior pets. And your veterinarian says, bring in a sample of your dog when your dog squats. Pick it up, bring it to us. It's not only because they like it. There's another reason for that. So exactly what are they looking for? And I don't think we've done this interview before, and we will explain. And since we're being gross anyway, I will continue to gross you out. We'll talk about ticks and tick disease. But most of all, we are here for you and your telephone calls. 866-554-PETS. 866-554-7387. Joy to the world in Illinois. You are on the radio. Hi.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
You know, my producer hates when I do those sorts of things. But I can't help it. I really can't.
Go for it.
Yeah, how many times do you hear people tell you that?
Quite a few, and I love it.
Oh, good. Okay, I just don't want you to be upset at me. That's all. Well, what's your question?
Well, I adopted a dog that's 7 or 8 years old last year from the kennel, and he's a wonderful guy. He was abused. I got him over a lot of his fears, but one thing that he does is he climbs the fence. So I'm not quite sure how to get him over that. It's almost like he had been crated or kenneled for a long time and just doesn't. It's like if he has to go to the bathroom, he needs to get outside the fence.
Not quite sure what you mean. Do you have a dog run that he wants to get out of, or does he want to get out of
the fenced-in yard?
Okay, so you let him out in the yard to do his business, and he goes right to the fence and wants to climb over.
Yes, because he has to go outside of our yard to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Which is fine with me.
I don't know about your neighbors agreeing with that.
Exactly.
All right, so here's what I would do. I would begin to take your dog in a completely different place. on leash. So go out the other door on a leash, and when your dog goes potty, say good potty. And do this over and over and over so your dog understands that when you say go potty or go woo-woo or go tinkle-tinkle or whatever your phrase of choice is, that your dog is going to go. And we this is a good thing. I might have said it at the beginning. What state do you live in?
Illinois.
Oh, wow. Okay, so for Illinois, there is snow. There is sometimes tons of rain. And when you let your dog out, you want your dog to go quick as that, especially if it's 40 below zero. So
actually
giving a cue to the dog is helpful for those reasons, aside from what I'm about to tell you. So you've gone out the front door. You've taken a walk 40 times, 30 times, whatever that number is. And as your dog is going, literally, as the dog is going tinkle, tinkle, you say, good tinkle, tinkle, or go tinkle, tinkle, even better. Not that the grammar makes any difference to the dog. It doesn't. But say, go tinkle, tinkle. And then what I want you to do, once you think your dog's got that down, and again, it depends on the dog. It could be 20 times. It could be 40 times, whatever that is. Then go out on leash at first to the backyard and say, go tinkle, tinkle. Now, your dog can't run to the fence and want to jump over because your dog's on leash.
Exactly.
And if you're lucky and you also do things in your favor to succeed, for example, don't try it at a time. Oh, my dog just peed and I'm going to try it. No! You try it at 7 in the morning or 8 in the morning when you know your dog's got to pee. You put on the leash. You say, go tinkle, tinkle. Now, after 5 or 6 or 10 times of success in the yard, then let the dog out, but before you let the dog out without the leash, say, go tinkle, tinkle, and actually walk out with the dog. Summer's a good time to do it, right? Better than winter.
Yep.
And say, go tinkle, tinkle, and hopefully your dog won't run to the leash, to the fence at that point, and will actually go tinkle, tinkle. Then say, good dog, and take a tennis ball or a squishy toy or whatever your dog likes and play with your dog, and then back in the house. Don't give the dog an opportunity to even think about going to that fence, to climb over the fence. Do that 10 times, and now hopefully you've gotten over the fence climbing thing. Now, how the fence climbing thing starts, I don't know about your dog, but with a lot of dogs, is boredom. You know, backyards are not babysitters, so having nothing to do in backyards, dogs invent their own fun. And the fun can be digging to go under a fence, jumping over a fence, digging in the garden, barking at people going by, all the above. It depends on the dog.
Okay.
All right. Let me know what happens.
I certainly will, but that should help because he loves going out in the yard, so I'll do that with the leash and see if I can do it that way.
Yeah, but as I said, take him out to a completely different place first, you know.
First, right.
Walk up and down the street and do that until you've got the cue going. And frankly, I've got to go myself now because with all this talk about, I've got to, you know. All right?
Sounds good.
Okay. All right.
Thanks.
Thank you. Our telephone number, that's not really true. Our telephone number, 866-5, I'm crossing my legs a little bit, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387, toll free. And you picked up your issue of Catster magazine. They used to be Cat Fancy. They've changed their name to Catster. In any which case, I did a story about declaw. And here's what you do. You can call 866-554-PETS. I hope you do, 866-554-7387, or email steve@petworldradio.net. And the email I have right here is ultimately about declaw. Do I declaw my cat or not, because we have a baby coming along? It's a question I get somewhat frequently. I have strong feelings about declaw. I will talk to you about that, and also about tick disease, something completely different. But I'll tell you, as the weather has warmed up, it is a problem, a growing problem in America. I'll explain why next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net. AI.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
Well, if you like pets, you're probably not listening to the show if you don't. Check out my Facebook page. Join the fan page. Join the fun. It is facebook.com/Steve Dale Pet World. And all you have to do is like the page. I like you. I hope you like me and like the page. Mr. Rogers, it occurs to me, would have loved Facebook. I like you. You like me. Or was that the Sesame Street? Have I got the wrong show altogether? Barney. Okay, well, Barney who? Barney Fife? Barney who? I don't quite understand. All right, well, you could tell I never had kids, except pets. Our phone number is 866-554-PETS. Weather is warming up. That is a great thing, right? And, well, in many ways it is. But I'll tell you, we have a problem in America. We could be argued we have several problems in America. The one I'm going to talk to you about is apolitical, tick disease. Ticks don't care if you're a Republican or Democrat. They don't care if you're a human being or a dog to some extent. They just want to attach and have a meal, a blood meal. Yuck. And while they do that, they're sharing. They like to share. And they share several pathogens, which may include Lyme disease. That's the one everyone's heard about. And for more about that, go to my website. That's stevedale.tv. And there's a tab that says Stop Lyme under Programs. And you can read about the proliferation of Lyme disease in America. Dogs are a sentinel for tick disease. And here's the thing. We could actually do more to protect our dogs than we can ourselves. So number one, talk to your veterinarian about a preventive. I know you're thinking, well, okay, I'll get something and I'll go to the store. No. By going to that big box store, what are you getting? Well, and how are you making the decision? So you're getting a product that may not be exactly appropriate for the kind of ticks. There are lots of different kinds of ticks for the population of ticks where you live. So it might not be the right product to do the right protection exactly for your geography and your part of the country. Secondly, some of these products work better than others. Now, the veterinary products are all approved by the government. They all work very well. They have to, otherwise they would not get that approval. It's not the same with products sold over the counter. Some of them are just as good, and some of them aren't. And that's a problem, and particularly when we talk about fleas. Yeah, this conversation's about ticks, but a lot of products are for tick and flea protection. And for flea protection, particularly, without an effectiveness rate of about 95-97%, you're still going to have a flea population over time that's going to grow, and grow quite significantly, amazingly so, even if 90% plus of the fleas are killed, unless you get up to about 97-98% somewhere in there. So is the product really going to do what it's supposed to do? Some of these products really don't, and that's another concern. And then you what are you making the decision on? You're making it based on maybe cost, I get that, or maybe on what you can reach at the store. Oh, that product is the one that might be better, but it's way up there, I can't reach it. So really, talk to your veterinarian about getting the right product. That's one thing we need to do for our pets right there. If you live in an area where Lyme disease is an issue, and I'll tell you that area spreads each and every year. So I've been talking about this topic for years. And when I first began to talk about it and talked about Lyme disease, it was primarily New England. Then it was New England and a bit west, a bit northeast of New England. Then it was New England a bit west, a bit northeast, and a bit southeast of New England. Well, now it's about half the country almost, really, that we're talking about Lyme disease. But if we're talking about tick disease, so if you're in that area where Lyme disease is an issue, a vaccination for Lyme, again, is something you should talk to your veterinarian about. And then the other thing you might be able to do is just be careful about trying to check your dog for ticks and understand how to remove them, which is getting one of those tick remover devices at a pet store, or a tweezer does just as well. And remember to pull straight out. Don't twist so much, just pull straight out. The sooner you find the tick, the better off you are. It does take, depending on the species of tick and the disease we're talking about, some time, a matter of hours or days, for tick disease to be transmitted. So checking your dog for ticks every day is a good idea, but I'll tell you, underneath all that fur, some of these ticks are really small. That is not in of itself the only thing you should do. So people who say that, and then they read online about all these ideas, put garlic out in the yard and the ticks will go away, or no. Feed your dog garlic and the ticks will go away. A good idea, perhaps, but no, in reality, it doesn't work. So if you do those three things that I spoke about, vaccinate where Lyme is an issue, get appropriate tick protection, stuff that really works based on what your veterinarian says, as well as checking your dog every day, then you are in good shape. Again, for more, check out my website, stevedale.tv, under the tab Programs. Look for Stop Lyme. Coming up next, an idea about pet adoption and a new idea from Allison Eastwood.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Steve Dale's Pet World. A real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah. We're keeping it real.
I think this is the greatest concept in the world. It's called fosterforkids.com. Allison Eastwood is here. She has launched, you heard the launch, of that website, fosterforkids.com. Hi, Allison.
Hi, I like your launching. Your launching sound. That's great.
Thank you very much.
Official.
You are now. You weren't until now. Now you are official. So your name is Allison Eastwood. It's a name people might know because your dad, I think most people know.
I think so. Although I got to say, I had a really great little story the other day. I went into a shop and my name was on the computer and she said, "Oh, it says here that you're somebody." And I said, "Well, that's weird." And she goes, "Who's Clint Eastwood?" And I went, "Oh, my God, finally, I found somebody." She was only, like, 19, thank God. I found somebody that said, "Who's Clint Eastwood?" And I thought, this is, like, this is the first. This is the first time in my whole life it's ever happened. So I thought it was kind of fun.
That's hysterical. That's hysterical. Well, tell your dad we said hello. I think everyone says that. He's one of the most beloved Americans. But you have, I assume, and you'll tell me if I'm right or wrong, have always had an interest in animals?
Yes, I have. I was very fortunate and blessed to grow up in beautiful Carmel, California. And, you know, we were surrounded by nature and, you know, critters. And, you know, my mom even took an orphaned baby deer when we were little. So we got to bottle feed them and raise them. And so we were always sort of surrounded by wonderful animals and nature. And it's been a very, very important part of my life ever since.
Well, tell me about this website you've set up that you've launched, fosterforkids.com.
My rescue partner and I, you know, have been doing it now, a local rescue here in Southern California, for, I'd say, about 5 years. And we kept coming up with these issues of not being able to find fosters and not having a proper network. So it was really her idea. I said, why don't we start a website? You know, Pet Finder is great because it helps pets, you know, find a forever home and adopters. And I even think of fosterforkids.com a little bit like match.com, where you can match, you find, you know, the right mate for you. So this is similar in the sense that we need fosters out there. And fostering, you know, foster parents save lives for these shelter animals that might be euthanized if they're not pulled out of the shelter immediately and put into a great situation like a foster home. So we came up with an idea to start this sort of free website for rescues and shelters and then fosters to find each other based on their zip code. And you can also transport, which is a big thing that we need in rescue, is transportation for these animals. Sometimes if an animal needs, you know, is going to be literally put to sleep, you know, the next day, you can call someone and say, you know, I'm 2 hours from that shelter. Could you pick that dog up for me and bring it to me? And that will save a life because somebody can't get out to that shelter in time before the animal's put to sleep. So transportation and fostering are two things that we really need in rescue. And I think that this website's going to help a lot of people come together and find each other.
So the animals in the shelter might be overfilled in that community. And even if it's not, a better environment is a foster home. That foster home, that willing foster home, may be, as you mentioned, several hours away. And in some parts of the country, there aren't enough foster homes. Have I kind of got that right?
Yeah, I know. You completely nailed it. That's, you know, this is a great way for somebody to give back and help a shelter animal without having the, you know, permanent or full-time responsibility. And, you know, you can choose on the website how long you can foster for, what kind of dog or cat or breed or what kind of animal you want to foster, what you can do, you know, if you can't foster or transport. You can also, you know, check out the different animals that rescues and shelters have, and there's a pledge button, so you could leave some money for that animal. There's lots of different things on there that you can do to participate if for some reason you couldn't foster. You can help spread the word. So, you know, it's a pretty great interactive site, and it's just really about putting in your zip code and figuring out who is in your area and who you can be helpful with and who you can match up with.
Well, Allison Eastwood, this is absolutely terrific. I think the only answer is to have you on again. And again, that's fosterforkids.com. Fosterforkids.com. Can I say I was a part of the launch?
Yes, you can completely, and I might have to get a soundbite of you with your launch sound so we can put it on the website.
Anytime. Thank you,
All
Allison.
Right.
Your telephone calls next, 866-554-PETS.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
Our telephone number, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. We go to Nevada. Jeannie, you are now out of the bottle on the radio. How can I help you?
Hi, Mr. Dale.
Call me
Steve.
Jim.
I'm so sorry, Steve.
Frank,
sorry.
It's okay.
I have somebody else I know by Dave. Sorry. Anyway, this is Jeannie, and I'm from Nevada, yes.
Yes, I heard about that.
I called
yes.
you, or I wrote to you about pets grieving.
Okay.
Do pets grieve?
Yeah.
And I believe they do.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if you feel the same way.
I do.
Because I
think they can. Tell me, you must have a story.
Yes, I have two large dogs. I have a German Shepherd Chow, and I have a German Shepherd Aussie Shepherd. And my German Shepherd Chow, she lost her male friend, which was also a Chow, German Shepherd, and he, when he passed, he was gone for like almost 2 years, and she just grieved terribly, and she was in a dilemma that she wasn't even herself. Until I brought home this other German Shepherd, Aussie Shepherd, and they just got along brilliantly, and I could see the difference in her. She just came alive again. She actually thought, I thought she was going to pass away over the fact that she was so sad.
How could you tell she was so sad? What was she doing?
She wouldn't do anything. She didn't even want to go on her walks. And my dogs, all my dogs have loved to walk. She's a walker, and she, even as old as she is now, she still likes to walk, and she's already 15.
Wow. And so, then when you brought the younger dog into the house, that changed everything?
It changed everything. They got along. At first, you know, they had to get to know each other. It was just, but it was only, like I'd say, a few minutes that they got to know each other, and that was it. And they seemed to hit it off. And when I brought my new dog home, she's only a year.
Yeah. By the way, getting your solution to the problem can work and does work a lot, but it doesn't work for all dogs. So folks should know that. You know, dogs are individuals, and individual dogs bond to other individual dogs. And sometimes, depending on the dog, you can bring home 7,000 other dogs, and it's just not the same to that dog who's missing that one dog. What your dog was probably missing wasn't only that one dog, but also the consistent canine companionship. And this other dog provided that. Also provided, apparently, a spark of youth that made your dog feel young and good again. And again, that doesn't happen all the time. So people expect, because their neighbor got a puppy, and it helped it helped that 14-year-old dog to feel good again. Well, it doesn't maybe work for them, you know? So it really depends. And about dogs grieving, I don't know that I'd call it grief or not. No one really does. But here's what we do know, because I like to go by science. Dogs have, and feel free to call in on this, friends, if you like, 866-554-PETS. You can email me, steve@petworldradio.net. Dogs have the same, and cats have very similar neurotransmitters. Have you ever looked inside your head, Jeannie?
Yes.
You have?
Sometimes you have to.
You look
inside. Well, you sort of do.
Okay.
No, not really.
Right.
I guess my doctor probably has.
You're right about that. And in fact, your dog has very similar wiring and the same, really, neurotransmitters as we have. And there are people that don't want to believe that. I don't know why. I just answered this for my newspaper column, and might have been someone from Las Vegas, as I recall, who just says, well, these psychopharmaceuticals, which shouldn't be the first go-to, but that's a silly, ridiculous thing. Dogs never need that. It can't work on dogs. Well, you know what? If it works on people, it probably works on dogs, because the brain chemistry, and I'm talking about serotonin uptake inhibitors and those sorts of things. The neurochemistry is about the same in dogs as it is people. And they do feel emotions that we feel. Now, do they feel them the same way? We don't know, you know. Is it the grief over the loss of the dog solely? And or is it just the change and your sadness? Because there's no doubt that dogs pick up on our emotions. I don't know, you know, I don't know that anybody knows, but it does seem some of the time, not all the time. I mean, there are people all the time that report, oh my gosh, I thought our dog was going to suffer and I'm so sad over the loss of the dog, but our dog doesn't even seem to care. Or in some cases, when the dogs didn't get along, they're even, or cats, we see this a lot in. The two cats didn't get along, and sadly, one passes away, but the other cat seems to celebrate. Oh, the house is all mine now. I don't have to deal with this other guy. So it's really individual. But overall, yes, I've seen it so many times, and people have called in this show. They've written me my newspaper column. I've personally witnessed this. So There's no question that something happens with some pets when there's a loss. And when you say that my dog might have died, I will tell you I've heard of instances, for sure with cats, something emotionally goes on with a cat and that cat can get sick, just like we can, you know. How often have we heard about senior citizens who lose a spouse, and it can be anyone of any age, but especially seniors, and then that person gets sick, and within a year, they're gone. Is it because that person's already elderly and more susceptible? In part, but the same thing can happen with dogs. Frequently does happen with cats and with pet birds, parrots. Parrots get so bonded to us that I hear all the time about relatively young birds. I mean, a 30-year-old African gray parrot is not an old African gray parrot. They live to 60 or 65 years. Yet when the person passes away, sometimes that bird will, or even a bird bonded to another bird. So I think we have a lot to learn about all this, and I think people who are out there who are saying that pets cannot grieve, they don't have the emotional capability, are greatly scientifically incorrect from what we now know about the neurotransmitters inside our heads, but maybe they themselves haven't lived with a pet to understand. So I'm glad things have worked out for you, and I'm grateful for your call. It's an interesting phone call.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And you know what? You're an awesome writer. You're an awesome person to listen to, and I appreciate everything you do for pets.
Thank you. Mom, I appreciate it. Oh, Jeannie, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
You have a lovely day.
Thank you. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Sometimes I get very angry when I get emails like this, and I'm glad you emailed me. And by the way, you can email me as well. Your question, steve@petworldradio.net. The reason why I'm angry, it's all about declawing cats. And believe it or not, there are some people out there, some pediatricians even, who say, hooray, you're pregnant, congratulations, you have a cat? Oh no, now get rid of the cat. I'm worried about the cat scratching the baby. Yeah, there are pediatricians that say that, that actually mandate, if you will, declawing the pet cat. Something I'm absolutely opposed to. I'll tell you why next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat!
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires, it's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Next week on this very radio show, don't hold your breath. We're talking about pet snakes. What? What is the right snake for you and your family? I know you've been waiting for that program.
Three simple words.
You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, can you settle an argument? How many times a year do they ask me to do that? Many times a year. This one I'm having with my husband. I'm pregnant, and he's concerned that Maggie, our 7-year-old cat, will scratch the baby. Maggie has never scratched anyone, at least not intentionally. I got Maggie 3 years before I married my husband. Do you think I need to declaw my cat? Well, first of all, let me talk about a few things. What a declaw is. So look at me, point your finger, not that finger, choose another finger, please, and bend your fingers. Where you're bending them at, from the knuckle on down to the tip of your finger, is where they take off when they declaw. It is, and there's no other way to say it, an amputation. It's just a fact. Now, there's some new research, some new data about declawing, and it's not been published yet, so we're not absolutely sure, but it seems that a percent of cats that are declawed actually are in pain their entire lives, so much so that they have so much cortisol rushing through their system that they're more likely to be diabetic. And also, just the idea of our cats, or at least some of them after declaw, being in pain is horrific. Now, again, the results are still kind of being figured out about all this, but some studies previously said that, no, that wasn't the case. Well, now we think it might be the case because they're walking in a very different way, and that hurts. Also, we don't know if they feel phantom pains. So human beings that have an amputation suggest that they feel what's been described as phantom pain, oftentimes for the rest of their lives. There's medication that can help them in many cases, but that's what they... Well, we don't know that cats feel that or not. I mean, there's no way for us to know that. And when it comes to being in pain, as it happens, cats more than dogs are particularly skillful at masking their pain. So it's a very difficult thing to discern. Why are you worried anyway about the cat scratching the baby? So if this cat has scratched no one before, which is typical, cats usually don't go around scratching their people. I mean, they may want to jump up on someone and miss, sort of, if they're not very good. And then they use their claws to hold on or balance themselves, and they may happen to scratch you. I suppose that can happen. A couple of common sense pieces of advice. Always supervise, and this is true for any pet, dog, cat, ferret, parrot, pet rat. It doesn't matter for any pet, except maybe goldfish. Always supervise with an infant or toddler around the pet. That's one thing. Second thing is keep the nails cut short, fairly short. So if they're cut fairly short, and you cut your cat's nails once every, say, 2 weeks, if the cat were to scratch, which is exceedingly unlikely anyway, there'll be little, if any, damage done, even to a little baby. You know, it's when they grow very long and they get very pointy that it can hurt. No, I don't see any reason why you need to declaw this cat. In fact, I would suggest that's the wrong thing to do. Now, for further information about this, the American Humane Association has a great handbook out about how to introduce cats and dogs when new babies come along. So read about it at AmericanHumane.org/pet-meets-baby. It really is quite an outstanding booklet with lots and lots of information. You can email me your questions to steve@petworldradio.net. Woohoo! We just celebrated the puppy day. There's some videos that we did with some dog trainers about all sorts of common puppy issues. So at vitabone.com/learn, you can see and read a lot more about positive reinforcement dog training and how to use dog treats to encourage your dog to do what you want your dog to do. And that way your dog is happy and you are happy as well.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Dr. Sarah Tassie is here to talk about the other end of the dog, what comes out the other end of the dog. I mean, we go to those veterinary exams, hopefully twice a year, hopefully at least once a year, and we're asked to bring in a stool sample. So why are we asked to bring that in? I would think veterinarians have better things to do than look at that.
Well, it's a very important sample, and we really hope people remember to bring it in. We can sometimes collect it in the exam, but it's always much easier if you bring it in, and it's make sure that it's a fresh sample and make sure it's from your pet. We always run into that challenge of, you know, if you're picking it up out of the yard or whatever, and you got multiple dogs or whatever, so make sure it's fresh and it's from your pet. But it's a great sample for looking for intestinal parasites, so worms. Mm-hmm. So, you know, worms are spread. Dogs certainly like to eat things. They're getting into things all the time, and they're exposed to things in their environment. And so it's always a good idea to check them for intestinal parasites.
And this is a big deal for a lot of reasons, for the dog's comfort and health, but potentially, depending on the bugger you're talking about, it's for our health as well.
Absolutely, yes. You're absolutely right. There are parasites that can be spread from your pet to you, and there are certainly ones that are just unique to the pet. But so, yes, it's kind of that one health look at things. So looking at your pet's health and for your pet's health and for your health, you know, so it's not spreading.
So there's a new way to look at these worms or potentially to find them if they're there. So tell us about sort of the old way to do it first.
So historically, the most common method for looking for some of these intestinal parasites, hookworms, roundworms, and whipworms being probably the most common ones we see in dogs and cats, is with a fecal flotation. So where you take the fecal sample, you mix it with some liquid, and then you let it sit, and hopefully the eggs from the parasite will float up, and then you look for them under the microscope. And that's a great technique. It's been around for a very long time, and it identifies a lot of infections.
Well, but I want to stop you for a minute because you said a key word there. You said, hopefully. So it's what we've had. It's fine, but fine isn't the best.
Right. Yes. So, yes. Sometimes this is not. There's not a direct correlation between a worm and seeing an egg in the feces or the stool of your animal. So with heartworm testing, we used to look for kind of the offspring of the heartworm. We'd look for microfilaria under the microscope. But sometimes you can have infections where the worm's not producing that. And then we came out with tests to look for proteins from the actual worm. And so now we have this new exciting opportunity for hookworms, roundworms, and whipworms in dogs and cats, and looking for actually a protein marker from that actual worm. So you're getting more accurate information because it's actually detecting the presence of the worm. Because there are some cases where we might miss the egg. So say you have a single-sex infection, you don't have eggs being produced by the worm, or in that particular sample there don't happen to be eggs, you're going to miss that infection.
Now this is called a fecal antigen test.
Mm-hmm.
And to take all the complexity out, to put it very simply, it's just an accurate way for your veterinarian to determine if your dog, and it's important to know, has one or potentially more than one of these worms.
Correct. Yes, absolutely. So it's a more of a direct correlation. You find evidence of that antigen in the feces, then it came from the worm in the intestinal tract. The other scenario I was going to say was sometimes you see eggs in the stool when there's no worm. A lot of animals do like to eat other animals' stool. I know dogs certainly like to do that with cleaning the litter box and the cat. So if there were eggs in that cat's stool, they would pass through. They wouldn't infect the dog, but it would be seen on the fecal flotation. So
sort
you might not have
a
worm.
Giving a false impression.
False positive,
yeah.
So this provides a more accurate look at that assessment of whether that dog has an infection. It's just for three parasites, so we still like to do the fecal flotation to look for other parasites, so we don't want to really get rid of that, and that's how we've positioned that at our reference labs, so you can do it together.
Right, and some of these parasites are geography dependent, mm-hmm. Depending on where you live in the country, but I hear this test is so accurate that the worms have now gotten together and unionized, and they're picketing up and down the street saying, this is wrong!
Yes.
So ask your veterinarian about the fecal antigen test, I think is one of the takeaways. But the other, maybe most importantly, when your veterinarian says, bring in that stool sample, there's a reason for it.
Absolutely, yes.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Next week on the show, we help you with a choice. What snake? You heard me right, snake! Do you get as a pet? And, of course, we take your telephone calls.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Oh.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579.
BizTalk Radio.